Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Well, now turning to matters AI, as regular listeners will know, we're acutely aware of the challenges and opportunities that AI will bring. I came across a great article during the week, and my next guest wrote it. He took his new puppy for a walk, and it led to some fascinating insights and revelations about what might be to come in artificial intelligence. I'm joined now by Michael Watkins. You're very welcome to Down to Business, Michael.
I'm delighted to be with you, Mandy.
Now, Michael, just looking through your achievements and things you've done over your career is an extraordinary feat. You've written books, you run seminars, but one of the books that people might be aware of that you have authored is The First 90 Days, Master Your Next Move. And it's all about strategy and going into your new job and how you do that. Highly recommended. It's something I have read myself. But this article that you wrote was fascinating to me. It's about a walk that you took with your new puppy, Tara. Maybe tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So I guess first, you know, maybe it seems a little strange that a guy that does leadership work and, you know, has written about transitions and other stuff, you know, gets it deeply into AI, which I have. But I think it's just, you know, maybe one of the two most consequential things that humanity has to deal with, Mandy. And the other, of course, is climate change. We're not going to talk about that today. But no, we got a new puppy. You know, she's adorable. I'm out walking her in the forest, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, she just really doesn't understand so much of what's happening around her, right? Like her view of the world is, you know, smells and food and doors open without understanding why and, you know, things that, you know, occur. And here I am, I have a much, much greater understanding of sort of what's going on in the world. But it got me thinking about, you know, if we end up with, which I think we will, maybe sooner than we're ready for, super intelligent AI, you know, is that entity, right, going to see the world much as, you know, to me, as much as I see, you know, the world to Tara, right? And what would that mean for us, right? Mm-hmm. If we're the dog, you know, to the AI's human. And so that was kind of where the inquiry began. But that was the starting point.
But it is an interesting perspective. And I suppose that's what draws you in about the article. It is Tara has limited objectives. Her interest is small. Her ambition is to stay alive, and you're going to help her to do that. So it's about, you know, trying to use that analogy, if you like, to see if you can evolve a thought process to see what our relationship might be with AI going forward. If, in a sense, I suppose, we were to become dependent or as dependent on AI as maybe our pets are on us. Now, that might be a complicated construct, but that's essentially what you're saying in the article.
That's absolutely right. And I think that it's a process, in my view, that's already underway. I wrote a follow-on article about kind of what I see as the stages of human domestication, Mandy. And it starts very subtly with us beginning to give control, you know, over certain kinds of decisions to algorithms, and you know, we already do it to a degree with our phone, and we'll just, over time, we're going to cede more and more of our autonomy, I think, right, to AI, and maybe we end up then, you know, ultimately, you know, being the dog, right? And I think there, you know, what's funny about the thought is that there may be people that welcome that, right? Like, wow, wouldn't it be great to be Tara? Because Tara has a really good life, right? I mean, she gets fed, she gets all kinds of treats, you know, we adore her. We're good, you know, parents to her. Are there people out there that would, yeah, that would, it sounds great. Yeah, you know, a beautiful thing, right? Now, of course, there's then built into it the assumption that, you know, AI, when it becomes super intelligent, is going to want us as its companion, right? And I don't think that's necessarily clear that that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, that ceding autonomy is the pivotal question, really. I mean, for me, when you got to the point about asking the question whether we actually start using AI and for things that we don't understand the logic behind how they're doing it. So, for example, we might now say, I use a calculator and I punch in a lot of numbers, but I understand the process of calculating. There might come a time where AI is doing stuff for us and we don't understand the mechanics behind it. And that's where that pivot point comes in.
precisely correct, right? And to a degree, that's already happening, right? I mean, it's today we see AI mostly as this kind of friendly helper to do daily tasks, right? But then we start handing over health decisions or financial decisions, or we start seeing our behaviors at work being subtly initially and then maybe not so subtly overseen by AI. And we're getting nudges saying, you know, hey, Michael, hey, Mandy, you're not really producing this week the way you normally, you know, do. What's going on? And here's some suggestions for what you might do. Get a bit more sleep, you know. And over time, you know, we could see AI-driven systems becoming more and more embedded in the day-to-day lives, our day-to-day lives. And younger generations are going to grow up seeing that as completely normal, right? And that's a kind of profound and maybe a bit disturbing thought.
I mean, now this is all leading us down that road that we always end up on when we're talking about AI and automation. And it goes back to we all remember when Blade Runner came out, you know, that movie that seemed to suggest, you know, that robots had emotional intelligence or could certainly develop it. But if we go back to Tara and the puppy, you know, you care about Tara, your wife cares about Tara, your family are now emotionally invested in Tara. It is, or is it a question of, you know, when AI gets to a point that it's doing so much for us, will it ever care about us?
Well, I think that's the you know, existential question, Mandy, that you're posing. And it's exactly the right question to be posing, right? Because I think that where the analogy with humans and dogs breaks down is that we bred dogs to be our companions. They have always done, you know, important work for us, you know, including early on hunting and protection and so on, and now companionship. And so there's thousands of years of, you know, relationship, and we have shaped dogs, right? I mean, I look at Tara and, you know, she's a hypoallergenic, non-shedding, friendly, you know, support dog. Well, I get what I ask for, right? With AI, it's going to be completely different, right? We are going to be dealing with an alien, and that alien will look at us not through the lens of a longstanding relationship, not through necessarily our view of ethics or what our well-being is all about. And wow, you know, what does that mean? I mean, you know, how do we think about that?
Yeah, one of the, you just mentioned a few moments ago that some people might want this, all right? And some people might welcome this. And beyond the kind of helping with us, our daily tasks or robots that kind of hoover up for us or wash dishes or whatever that is, people will want this. People who are sick will want this. People who will see advancements in Medicare, in AI, they will want this. But the question, I guess, Michael, is there that tipping point that comes where we fail to control it, really?
Well, I think it's almost inevitable that we're going to hit that point, Mandy. And I think, you know, maybe sooner than we're, you know, ready for in any way, shape or form, right? There will come a tipping point where the optimization that AI is doing is going to begin to profoundly impact our lives, right? And that's not even to the point where it has, you know, independent agency, but I don't doubt that at some point, super intelligent AI will have independent agency, right? It will have its own objectives. It will have its own viewpoints. It will see the world maybe in a much richer way than we do. And we, you know, let's hope we're dogs and not insects and not, you know, viruses. And, you know, I think it just raises so many profound questions. And then, of course, the question is, can we control this? And I am skeptical. I'm very skeptical that we can control it.
You mentioned Geoffrey Hinton and his concerns over this. Maybe just explain who he is and what his perspective is about it at this current moment.
Sure. So Geoffrey Hinton, sometimes referred to as one of the godfathers of AI, professor at University of Toronto, you know, and he and his lab designed some of the seminal neural network algorithms, initially with image processing. And so he's been a leading light in AI since almost the inception of generative, you know, neural network AI. And he's gotten profoundly, you know, concerned. And if he's concerned, we should all be concerned, right? Because he's in a position to know what's going on. He went to work for Google for a while and then left because he wanted to be able to independently raise these concerns. And, you know, he made, I think, what was a great point in an article, which is that there's no history of a less intelligent species controlling a more intelligent species, right? And it's like, yeah, right. No, can't think of an example, right? Intelligence tends to lead to a form of supremacy, right? And there's no reason to think that if we create super intelligent AI, it's going to be any different, yeah? And I think that what's, to me, so interesting is we're doing this to ourselves, right? We are doing this to ourselves. We are creating the conditions under which we may be placing our entire species in a very dangerous, you know, existential risk.
Yeah, and a kind of blissful, willful, blindless. But we don't want to end on a bad note. So I want to ask you very briefly, how is Tara, your puppy, getting on?
Well, so what I love is that we feel like we need to end every conversation about this without, you know, doom and gloom, right? But I do think there's important things that we need to think about and do, right? We're working on a piece right now about regulating AI and how important it is that we take action immediately. Tara is thriving. She is just a little love. My wife just got her a beautiful little, you know, collar with her name on it and rhinestones and a leash that I will never be seen using with her because it's pink and, you know, animal printed.
We've all been there. We've all got those Christmas presents stuffed somewhere. Michael, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. That was Michael D. Watkins, Professor of Leadership and Organizational Change at IMD. Michael, thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.